So I just want to add to what we said yesterday in Rashi, Amnunam and Aleph, and I said that the Rambam argues, and the Rambam speaks only about Shechitas HaPesach, and not about Toru B'melocho, which Rashi brings in Birchem comments on Tikkun Matzah. He also mentions Shechitas HaPesach. The Ma'isa Tosfos also goes like the Rambam. And Tosfos brings in that it's all about, he brings from Yerushalmi, it's all about the Shechitas HaPesach, that after Chatzos is Zman HaPesach, and that's why it's Osir. And Tosfos says, therefore, you can bring a raya from the Yerushalmi, from one of the words the Yerushalmi uses later on in Tosfos, that the Isser is Isser Deraisa. The Isser on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Pesach, to do Melocha, not Chatzos, is the Isser Deraisa. That's what Tosfos wants to say from the Yerushalmi. And therefore, Tosfos says, Bizman Hazeh, it's going to be Osir. Right? Bizman Hazeh will be Osir. Because the Isser is Isser Deraisa, and even when you don't have a Akrova, so the Isser remains. According to Rashi, it's really a different reason why there's an Isser. According to Rashi, the Isser is not out to this today, right? So the Isser is out to a Torah B'Melacha. So maybe if the person's not Torah B'Melacha, maybe you can clear, and then the Mefarshim want to clear. What about the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam says, what about Erev Sukkos? The Chayra like Rashi have the same problem Erev Sukkos. Like Tosfos, there's no reason Erev Sukkos to make an Isser Melacha. But like Rashi, there should be an Isser Melacha on Erev Sukkos. Still some answer that no, Erev Sukkos, you have a mitzvah, there's reason not to give a mitzvah, noch Yom Tov, noch Yom Kippur to build your Sukkah. You don't have to be Torah B'Sukkos. So, or they want to say, no, it is Torah B'Sukkos. So there could be, there is an Isser like Rashi. That's where it comes out. The Maisa, an Afghanina, and Rashi, and Tosfos on the Rambam.
Okay, so yesterday we saw that this Einar Oysim and Brocha, different times, Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, we said like Tosfos, Motzei Shabbos right away, when you have to be Oysim Mechol Al HaKodesh, and then we talked about Tanis Tibur, we talked about Matzei Yom Kippur, right? And the Chayr, this Einar Oysim and Brocha means more than just a klala. It means also that there's an isser. Before there's an isser. But soon we're going to get into these gemaros. The Einar Oysim Bracha is not you're doing something wrong, but it's not a smart activity, and therefore Einar Oysim Bracha, which is more just alone the klala and not the isser with it. So we'll see. So let's start over here about 15 lines down on Nun Omer Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Yesh Zriz Viniska. We're about to read a Tosefta. The Sefta really from a Sefta is Yevomis, the Rabbi Chanan tells us. So like this, the Braisa teaches that there is somebody who's a Zriz. Zriz usually means, Zrizus means alacrity, means being quick. But Rashi doesn't teach that way. Rashi teaches Zriz as a Baal Melocha, a person who is not lazy. That's what it means. A Baal Melocha means a person who's ready to work. He's ready to work. And I'll bring you a Raya that... You don't need a raya to Rashi. Rashi is really mefurish. But I'll bring you a raya to the other tzad in a minute. Yesh zriz v'niska. You have a person who's ready to work. He's not lazy and he gains v'niska. And we're going to explain everything. Yesh zriz v'niska. There's somebody who actually is ready to work and he still loses out. Yesh shofo v'niska. Yesh shofo v'niska. You have somebody who is a low life. Shofo means a low life, and he still gains. And you have another person who's a low life and he loses. Zriz v'nisker, what does it mean to be a person who's ready to work and you gain? Da'ovit kulei shabbata, he works the entire week. He's ready to work, he's not lazy. But le'ovit mali shabbata, when it comes Erev Shabbos, he doesn't work. Now the Pashup Shad is after Mincha, right? Erev Shabbos, the din was after Mincha, right? Erev Pesach was after Chatzos. So the Pashup Shad over here means after Mincha. The Ma'ar Shah, in his Chidushi, Zupnik just mentioned to me, it's not in his Chidushi Halachis, it's in his Chidushi Agodois. The Marshal says that it means the entire Erev Shabbos. But, because the Mali Shabbat, I mean, you can understand it both ways. But that's what the Marshal says. But let's work with the Pashup Shad, that it means...
What should be the problem with working
for? Not that there's anything wrong with it, we're saying he gains because he works less on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Why? Because he has more time to get ready for Shabbos. The earlier you stop working on Erev Shabbos...
Maybe you should start already Thursday.
So Erev Shabbos is all you see. I don't know. You don't see anything else. But Erev Shabbos is all you see. I do think you see in Halacha that there were some that were machmir to get haircuts and based on merchot and maybe go to the shuk on Thursday. Some of those melachos on Thursday and some early Friday morning.
again, to get it all done as early as possible. It's a mitzvah, achlan Shabbos, right? And Shabbos is the Makarim HaBracha. So that people are machmir to not wait till last minute on Erev Shabbos. But the way we learned our Gemara up until now was Noch Mincha. Right? And remember we said yesterday from the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah brings both our Rashi, the way it is here, and the way the Re'im, if you look at the Marsha, the Karni Re'im, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi is Mekayim this Girsa in Rashi, that means Teisha Shoyes, which is Mincha Ketano. And then the Marshal, and many other Meforshim learn Rashi means Mincha Gedolah, which is earlier. So, on Erev Shabbos, which one is it? Is it? So, the Mechaber brings both, Yesh Oimrim Mincha Ketana, Yesh Oimrim Mincha Gedolah, and then Mishnah Berurah comments that if you're Soyim Mechana Mekilin, Ein Mafsid. So, the Mishnah Berurah is giving you a Haftocha, that if you go to Mincha Ketana, and you do Melacha up until Mincha Ketana, Ein Mafsid. Either some Shin that say, from Mincha Gedolah, Ain't a master. You're allowed to be mekel. Ocheiro did the abonon. You're allowed to be mekel. Allowed to be mekel. So over here, let's learn the Gemara that means noch mincha ketano. Yeah. Now we said he's a zriz v'nisgar because he works the entire week and comes every Shabbos. He limits the amount of work. What's a zriz v'nifsad? The ovid kul shabbato. He works the entire week. He works hard. He wants to make money. But the ovid b'mali shabbato. But he also works on every Shabbos when he shouldn't. When his period shouldn't. Ocheiro after mincha. Right? So he's gonna lose that. Now, what's the other tzadim over here? Shof of an iskar. This person's a low life and he games. How does he game? He doesn't work at all. He's lazy. And because he didn't work on Erev Shabbos also, so he actually gains for that. He actually gains for that. We have to see a little bit more about what that means. Shofo v'nifsan, because I mean, what's the guy doing? He's a lazy guy, so why should he gain in any way? Right? And you can't say over here, v'nifsan means that he gains from the work that he does. He doesn't do any work.
He's gaining from the
Tav Shema, Lishma, no? I mean, no, but that's later on. But l'chayra, this person's not working. He's lazy. So you want to say that this person that's not working on Shabbos, he's a Shaloi Lishmo. The Gemara brings it. It seems clear what you're saying, but I'm not 100% convinced, especially the way the Marsha explains it. But you're saying that this guy's a Shaloi Lishmo. The reason why he's not working on Shabbos is because he's lazy. But the Maiso, because he's not working on Shabbos, he has more time to prepare for Shabbos.
He's dead anyway. So, probably not prepared for Shabbos either.
He's too lazy. So, could be he's lazy to work, but he's not lazy to do mitzvahs. Could be. So, you know, Rabbi Miller goes on and on and on about how important it is for a man to work, you know. Man's gotta work. Not everyone's cut out to learn every day. And the man that's not cut out to learn all day, that man better be working. Because if he thinks he's just gonna lounge around the base medrash, oh, and I'm doing a big mitzvah, no, he's doing a terrible avir. That's what Rabbi Miller says. So, Macharia, this fits into the Gemara very well. So over here, he's not working at Shabbos and he's gaining. And what's the fourth case is Shof of Anifsan, Tele Ovid, Kule Shabbat, Ovid, Bemale Shabbat. All week long, he doesn't work. Comes at Shabbos, all of a sudden he wakes up and he says, you know what, I want to do what I want to do. So a few things are not clear in this Gemara. One thing that's not clear is, what type of malach are we talking about? L'chayru, we're talking about here Parnasa, L'chayru. Right? But the Gemara earlier that said, Ha'oysa malacha b'Erev Shabbos, it wasn't clearly talking about work, about job. Because if you look at the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, they're talking about something else. And the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, Prachmatya is shari after mincha. To do mekach memker, it's not so clear that it's usher after then. So what type of malacha are we talking about? So the Ramah says, we're talking about malachas keva. You're doing something bekvius every Erev Shabbos. It could mean even something as much as a hobby. A chayra. It could mean a hobby.
It's not a kvius. It's an ongoing project.
Either that or that every single week you do this. At this time. So that already should be, the Ramah's saying is aser. I heard on tape that Rabbi Baruch Ber wouldn't write his Chidushei Torah after Mincha Erev Shabbos. So I don't know if we're talking about Melechah Shabbos, we're talking about Parnosa, it's not clear to me the Melechah. So we have to get a definition of what the Melechah is. Then, we also have to get a definition of what the Schar is. because we learned that Eini Roesim Bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, means Mi'oisim Malacha. When you do Malacha on Erev Shabbos after Mincha, you're not going to profit from the Malacha that you did. You saw you made a profit, you move somewhere else. So there it's clearly talking about money, right? And in this Gemara, it can't be talking about money because we said the shuffle's Niska, but he's not making money. So, and then the Gemara continues to say that he gets, and Rashi explains that he's going to get Olam Haba, that he's doing a mitzvah. So it's not money that he's getting. So the Taicha of Schar is also somewhat ambiguous here.
Hold on a second. He gets Schar when he's not working. Schar is obviously Schar Olam Haba.
Right.
But, what are you saying?
But the first Schar that we mentioned by the Zriz, what's his star? You also learned that he's doing a mitzvah and therefore he's getting star in the mapo? Not that he's going to be profitable in the work that he does the rest of the week? Because the Eini Roesim in Bracha that we said before, according to Mishnah Berurah, was...
It has to be the reverse.
That's what I would think. I mean, it's Riz Viniskar, Shofar Viniskar, it's the same Braisa, so I would think that they have to be... Now, it's not a stira. It's not a stira, because you could say that he gets both. That he gets profitable from his work, and he also gets Charan and Mabah. I don't know. But I haven't pinned that down yet to mean what exactly
it says. I don't know that you have a brocha for the rest of the week.
Okay, okay.
Exactly.
I don't know.
We know. If you want to chop, and you want to work those hours, just know you're not going to profit from
it. Right. We do know a separate concept that a person who has more Kavod Shabbos, the Chayro, the Chofetz Chaim speaks about this, he has more bracha in the work that he does. Why? Because Shabbos is the Mekor HaBracha. So the more covered Shabbos you give before Shabbos and after Shabbos, we say in the Chavodi, it's Mekor HaBracha. Shabbos is the Mekor HaBracha. It's the source for the bracha for the entire week. And I think it's either Yerushalmi or Tosefta that says that Shabbos is in the middle. Shabbos is really the middle of the week. That the 3 days prior to Shabbos and the 3 days following Shabbos is where the bracha is found, before and after. So
it's not the weekend.
Yeah. Not like we understand.
It's the cultist one.
Where if we have to set up the calendar, we set up differently. You know, Chazal used this 7 day week this way. Torah says Yom Rishon Yom Sheni. But that's the way we learn. Okay, so that's. I just want to yesh la'ayin what all these things mean. Melacha and what's the schar? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says Shofar v'Niska d'le'ovik kol Shabbat v'le'ev mali Shabbato. Rashi explains. We know mitzvah strichas gavono. Chachilo mitzvah strichas gavono. That's what we're asking also. So this person is lazy. He's not. He doesn't have any kavono for any mitzvah. Zotrashi. Even so, mitzvah shalosh ma'mir havyo. It's still a mitzvah. Shamir, come on. Yastik on the mitzvah afilu shalosh ma. Zotrashi. The shofar v'niskar is a person doing a mitzvah shalei lishma, which is a tremendous chiddush, because the person, it's not stam that he just didn't have kavana, right? It's shalei lishma over here means that I'm doing it for an entirely different reason. It's not stam that he wants both. I'm shalei lishma because I want to have both. This is the Chofetz Chaim also discusses in Amas Tested. He makes a whole chiddush that there's shalei lishma. That is a person who's doing the mitzvah, he wants to do the mitzvah, he knows Hashem commanded me, but he also wants the schar. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, that's called a lishma. That's called a lishma. What's a shalei lishma? That's a person who says, I'm doing this only for the schar. Meaning, if Hashem would take away the schar and would still have the mitzvah, Hashem says, do this mitzvah, I'm not giving you schar, he wouldn't do it. That does say shalei lishma. Over here, this person, he doesn't want to, he's not doing the work because he's lazy. He's not even thinking about the mitzvah, nothing. He doesn't, and still, he's called the shalei lishma, he gets schar for that. That's as they stay. Okay.
I think the schar in his catch also looks like that.
I mean, it won't be so great.
Yeah, okay, the lazy schar.
I guess meet the Kenegami, but am I? So we don't even know what that schar is.
Yeah.
It's a great grace. It's kedai. Okay. Right, to the Gemara says like this. Gemara brings Omar Rovo. Hani Noshi de Mechuzo. The women of Mechuzo. Avagav de Avdon Avid to the Mali Shabbat Mishum Mifan Kusahu. Even though the reason why they don't do work on Erev Shabbos is because they're very delicate and they don't want to do work, they're lazy. You'll see in a minute. That's how I know the shuffle means lazy. We'll see if Tosis is going to say they are lazy.
They don't work the entire week. Still, they are considered a shof of a niska.
You're asking why?
Why what?
You're asking why they should get any credit when they don't even mean it.
No, that's gufo what shaloi l'shma means. That, I'm just giving you a raya. That shaloi l'shma is as they bite. I'm doing this, nothing to do with the mitzvah. I'm doing it because I'm lazy. And still the fact that I'm in the kaim a mitzvah at the same time, which mitzvah? Kovet Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah. And he gets tzar. Tzar mitzvah. Tzar mitzvah haim al malekos is a chayr about this too. Tremendous tzar he gets. Avada's not on the level of a lishmo. A lishmo is the Chofetz Chaim brings, I think, I don't know what it is, he brings over there, that Namas Chesed, he says that it's like that each one has a symbol, like one of the karbonos. Shalai lishmo is maybe like a shlomim that you eat from it. And a lishmo is like an oilo. Mamish kul lishamayim. And he says, it's the difference between Avo and Yiro. An Avo, a person does Alta Avo, is like an Oilo, is like a Lishmo. A person does Alta Yiro, Shalei Lishmo. It goes through whole Arichas over there. The second Toysis over here, we didn't get to there yet. Let's go back to tomorrow. So Rava himself, Romi, he noticed the Stirah. See, it says in one Pasuk, he got out Shemaim Chasdecho. A Pasuk in Papitul Nun Chesin Tilim, that Hashem's Chesed is up to Shemaim. Uchsev, he got on al Shemaim Chasdecho. And says in 51 Kapitlach later, in Kuf Ches, it says that Hashem's Chesed is Me'al Shemaim, above Shemaim. Okay, Tzad, what's going on here? Dor HaMelech says the same words, except he switches Ad to Me'al. What's the change? What's going on? So after Gemara, Rabbah answered. You know what it is? Kan ba'oys and Lishma, v'kan ba'oys and Shalei Lishma. The difference is that a person who does Lishma, he brings Hashem's Chesed Me'al Shemaim. And a person who does Shalei Lishma, he brings Hashem's Chesed Ad Shemaim. That's what he warns.
It's where it's coming from?
It's how wide the Chesed of Hashem goes. What does that mean?
Seems like, okay.
What does that mean? He
like
brings down Chesed from Shemaim up to Shemaim.
So could be the star that he enjoys, because Shalei Lishma is getting down there.
So the Marashah goes through a little bit of an explanation of this, which I don't think I'm holding by. He talks about Olam HaTachdon, Olam HaElyon, I'm not sure what he means. And he talks about Shechokim, because the passage continues, it says, in both Psukim, it says, Ba'ad Shechokim Amitecha, Shechokim we know, refers to an area in Shemaim, the Kiyas, you know, I'm not so familiar with the terms, but he says that Hashem's Emes is Ad Shechokim, in both Psukim. Again, I don't know what that means, but Pashup Shad over here is that the Chesed of Hashem goes even weiter, by a Oysel Shema. Let's go back to the Gemara. Uchad Rav Yehuda, this stems with Rav Yehuda. Yeah.
What's the connection of what's he trying to?
He's trying to show you the difference between a Lishma and Shalei Lishma. That the women were Shalei Lishma. Yeah. Uchad Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. The Omar Yehuda, Omar Rav. Lo'olam yasek al matir of mitzvahs alch mishalei Lishma shemitach Shalei Lishma v'Lishma. That's the famous Gemara. That a person should do mitzvahs Shalei Lishma. Because Shalei Lishma, it will come Lishma. Zot Yashi?
I just heard now from Rav Grona.
Yeah.
He says it. So the Hebrew statement is Lo'olam comes to tell you that a person cannot start out doing mitzvahs
Lishma.
Kenush. It has to be Shalei Lishma.
That's kids need incentives.
I'm not just after kids. Therefore, that's how you should start. We expect you to start there.
Chachilo that way. That's what you're trying to say. It's a chachilo.
Yeah.
You're right. It's takaloshin. La'olam yasek adam. Well, I mean, you could read la'olam yasek adam terem mitzvahs. And even when he can only do it shalei lishma, he should do it because in the end he'll come lishma. Rashi says, "Hoki garasin of avak avdo hai deloy akol avdo." Rashi just adds the words "the hai." Okay, that's Rashi's gear. So, oisin lishma is me'al shemaim, v'shalei lishma ad shemaim. The mitzvah mi'akov v'kirav Yehuda. Fine. Tosfos says over here in the second Tosfos. Tosfos says Robo Gufei. That's the gear to change. Tema is the kasha. Robo Gufei on my repair base of brachos. Kol oisik b'teres shalei lishma ne'ach lishloi nivra. I don't understand. You told me over here, La'olam Yasek, Rav Yehuda says that you should do mitzvah Shalei Lishma because you'll come Lishma. One second, Rav over there said that it's better that the person should not have been born. So what's going on? Over there, we're talking about a person shaloi nivra. It's better that he shouldn't have been born. You know what that is? That's a person that wants to learn just to be a big shot or to fight with his friends ba'alocha. But he's not. He bechlal doesn't want to be mekayem mitzvahs. He just wants to be a scholar, a Talmudic scholar, to be able to argue the intellectualism of Torah. No. Better shouldn't be born.
That's already shaloi lishma. That's
wrong.
He crossed the line.
Yeah, that's a wrong shaloi lishma.
Gets
no, I don't think so. No, better he shouldn't be born. Better he shouldn't be born. I don't know. It's not mashma that he gets scarred for that. I don't know. But Yeshuf, I'm not sure. It's a good kasha. But Hocha Mayri Dumyadahi Deleil. Yeshuf of an Iskar over here. We're talking about this that we mentioned earlier, that a shuffle is Niskar Deleil Kuli Shabbat Deleil Shabbato. Shame Niskar in the Shumro. What's the difference? The difference is that there is not, he doesn't mean to do anything bad. He's harmless. But he's just not doing anything good. But by the cantor, by his tyor, he's doing something bad. What's the reason why the person on Erev Shabbos is not doing malacha? And let me tell you, atzlus. That takes us the word atzlus. He's just being lazy. Still, he's chesed. Means Hashem's chesed for this person will go out of the shemaim. Zok t'gimar v'ayt. Ton rabbonon. Metzapel eschar ishtoi. A person who looks forward to his wife's income, v'rechayim, or a person who's busy with mills. Rashi has a little bit of a different gear, so Rashi has the word igriso, which I think would follow the word v'rechayim. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's the next, the Gemara explains it. Ein reisim rach leilam. Why? Schar ishtoi maskulto. The schar ishtoi is because of the weight. It's because of the weight. We'll see in Rashi what this means. Reichayo igriso. And Reichayo, the reason why it's ein reisim bracha by Reichayo, by the mill, is because of the wages. We'll see in Rashi in a minute. Avol, avdo umezavno. But if she would make something, clothing, and she would sell it, then the pasuk has great praise for her. She makes a cloak and she sells it. This is Rabbi Miller says, you know, he also very, very stark, that he holds, even in today's day and age, women shouldn't be working in office places, they don't belong there, he holds. Says all they have to do is sell from their house. It happens to be that in today's day and age, with internet, you know, if you can get a header for internet in your house, it's a little easier. But he didn't like, he very stark, that women and men, many of the problems that we have, divorces and other things, is because women don't belong there in the first place. Okay, weiter. Zot Rashi. Mastulto, leitelos maznaim biyodo. She takes the weights in her hand and she goes to the shuk to rent them out. Whoever needs to, you need to measure something here, but you could rent my weight. The schar is scale. The schar muatu. Why is it in Reis and Bracha? There's very little income. And secondly, umisbaze ishtoy aschar muat. And to be misbaze his wife aschar muat mishkedai. Number one is aschar muat. And Zot Rashi, that his wife should go through bizyonis for such little income is nishkedai. Ain't Reis and Bracha. Because it doesn't bring a lot of income. So to have your wife go out there and work and not bring in very little, that's not kedai. You're sacrificing her being out there. You're being mevaza her by her being out there, and she's not bringing you much income. That's ain't Reis and Bracha.
So she can't work minimum wage.
Yeah, it's nishkedai. And then Rashi says igriso. That's Reichayo. We said the igriso. We're talking about the rental of renting out these grinding mills, right? Teriach Godol, Rashi says, first of all, it's a big tircha. And tchar muot, also, it's a tchar muot. Aval koiner reichayim moichron areihu kishar pragmatio. Don't think reichayo, that's why it's more like to say igriso, renting out, the tchar of that. But to be in the sales business of mills, of grinders, nothing wrong with that. That's good. That's not, the Reis and Bracha wasn't said about that.
Igriso is again a rental.
Rental.
What is against rentals?
About these things. Avdafko in general. these things. Rechayu, you're not going to make a lot of money. And it's right, such a tircha, that's not kedai. These are klor.
They didn't produce
enough income. Yeah. Now, Tosfos learns maskulta a little differently. Tosfos learns maskulta has to do with spinning, with like sewing and spinning. That's why it's called maskulta, because she rents out the mishkol according to a shear of mishkol of things that she spun. Rashi Tosfos brings from the Gemara in Ksubis. How much does she have to make for him? What's her chiyuvim? The Gemara in Ksubis is dealing with what's her chiyuvim to him, and what's his chiyuvim to her? So the in Ksuba. So therefore, it says that she should make for him enough that it will bring in five sloim, a measure that will bring in five sloim. The Rabbeinu Chananel over there, it's not over here, says a different pshat than Rashi. It's not, or maybe it's in Rashi. Like Rashi was using this, but Rashi didn't speak it out so clearly. He says that she's mizbazo because she has to be megala zrei sehom, the shas tviyo. While she's spinning, so she has to be megala her arms, and that's the issue of tznius, and that's why ein rois tivim bracha. Rashi only mentions the bezoyin. He doesn't mention what it is. Rashi's talking about the rental of the weights. Tosfos is talking about the spinning, and Tosfos says that in the spinning, through Rabbeinu Chananel, we're talking about an issue of tznius, and that's why ein rois tivim bracha. Mashah adds, "Ein kvud elofnima leishay beveisa v'lasleis malacha." Says from this Gemara, from this pasuk, "Sod nasa vatimko v'chagor nos nalaknani." She gives.
No,
it means in the house.
How do you see
from Sod nasa vatimko? Yeah, I think that's why the Mashah says that the pasuk finishes b'chagoyr nosla laknani, and she gives the belt that she makes to the knaini. What's the knaini? We learned that more earlier. It's a tagra. She gives it to the merchant itself. Yeah. Okay. Weiter. Torah Abonim. Hamistakir bekonim uvekankanim. Another form of why Inres and Bracha. So far we saw in our Gemara, Inres and Bracha, that meant, according to most Mefarshim, meant Isser. Yeah? Right? And like Ram says, it's also Inres and Bracha, a Klola. Then we saw, Pashut Eitzah Toivah, you're not going to make a lot of money. Now we're going to see Inres and Bracha, that you're going to lose money, basically. You're going to lose money. These things, you might make money initially, but you're going to end up losing it. Why? Zot Gemara. Raisa brings. Torah Abraham Estaka Bekarmi Kankanim. Person who sells reeds and beams. Ain't there some bracha la'olam? My time of kankanim actually means drugs, I think. No. Rashi only brings. Rashi brings kol maklois dakim. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi just says kol maklois dakim kori kanim. All thin sticks. We're called kanim. They make fences from it, walls from it. But Rashi doesn't translate kankan, but kankan is a kol mistaka of a kankan, right? Elisha ben Avuya taught that a Mishnah in, I think that's his Mishnah over there in Avos. It means a job. Okay. So you make these things, you sell these things, Eino Simbra, my time, Akiva, the Nofish, Shafazayu, Shotu Eino. Since they're, I think what it means is it's very large. Rashi says that Hazayu Neufach Shalhen, their swelling is so large. That is Shultweina. You have Ayin Aros. Since people are going to look at it, so it's so large. So it's not a good business to get into.
Just a mere looking
is not a good thing. You have that. You have Hezek Riyo in the beginning of Avastro. You have Hezek Riyo. Here it's Ayin Hora, Ayin Ra, that people look at it. It's not good to be in a business.
Why is the Gemara so specific on these two things? Why not say, look, any large object?
The Gemara wants you to learn from it, but I don't know. I don't know what the nature of these items were at that time that the Gemara was specifically mentioning it. Tana Abonon, Tagri Simto. The merchants that were in the shuk, Rashi says, Tagri Simtos Yoshvinu Mochrim Beshuk, Bain Shalotas Ben. Same idea. They're not their merchandise, but they themselves are sitting in the in the shuk. It's nishtagut ezach. People looking at them. Umigadli behemadako. And also, the people who raise behemadakos, you know, the domesticated animals, small domesticated animals. Rashi says, hakol tzvochen aleihen. People are always screaming about them. Maybe they're getting into your yard. Maybe, you know, other things. But the point is, it raises attention. That's the pshat. People looking at it. People talking about it. Are people that cut down good trees. Also, Rashi says over here that they the meicher on the eitzim hakol tmim. Everyone's in astonishment. Umalizin aleihem, and they're complaining about them. And because of this, ayin chelates by a mitzakas bnei adam. The ayin is staring at them, it's ruling over them, and people are screaming. So it's nishla got to that. There's a lot too much attention.
This is a very different item than the previous ones.
Than the large items. Large items just their size.
No, the previous ones. One sits in the fork, and the one is raising his baima. Here he's doing environmental damage. This guy's going to lose the shade. Mm-hmm. He happens to be.
Okay. So okay, so it's a new category. It's like a new category. Then, or the last one that we bring in here is v'noisin einein mechelik yofa. People, Rashi explains this one. Kishechokim machirim toin machbitin lito chelik yofa. A person is always dividing. He has to divide his wares or whatever it is, and he always wants to get the best portion and give the shvacher portions to other people. Those people, any of these categories. My time of the Tobe and she, like Rashi explained, because people are astonished. How could he do that? How could he cut down the trees? How could he raise these animals are making a mess of me? How could he take the chedik yofa? How could he, you know, look at that guy sitting there in the shuk? So since you don't want to have ayin ra. Ayin ra is not a good thing. You don't want people to stay out of the attention. Stay out of people's attention. Don't you know? Okay, that's the more vital. Another price. Tana Rabbanan.
Forget, but you have to get attention.
Promotional, okay.
Promotional, SEO.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. Even so, I guess you have to be careful. You're right.
Maybe you shouldn't be. Shouldn't do
retail. I don't think that was me. No, I think I'm sure that they're.
One sitting in the shop is doing retail, no?
Hopefully the way they were sitting over there, they were sitting, and people walked by, and they saw these merchants. I don't know what type of merchants they were. It just said they were sitting in the shuk. I mean, I can't imagine anybody can't, you're not going to work in the shuk. I don't think so. I don't know. Yoishman. Maybe from the word Yoishman.
They didn't stand the whole day. They sat in the satsalon all day. They laid out their wares.
Yeah, okay, macho. Okay, weiter. Torah bonon dal prutois. Ein boim sim bracha lo ilo. There are four types of incomes, prutois. That, and there's a certain remez in the word prutois over here. That they're small incomes. They're prutois. Ein boim sim bracha lo ilo. You have no hope. Schar koisvin. That we'll see in a minute, that's Sofrim. Schar meturgeminin. Rashi says, they translate for the chokham who's giving a shir. Doesn't have a large, loud voice, or they know how to say it over nicely. And the Mara will explain each one. And the person who's like an apotropis for the Yisoyim, Rashi says, he takes a good portion for himself. He's the administrator, so he has to take a fee. And also someone who has his money tied up in through international business. Actually, says he's always sending his boats out into the Makam Sakana, into the storms. So tomorrow, why each one? Bishlo maschar miturgimin. I understand why schar miturgimin is not a good job, because mishim demechtik is schar Shabbos. Since he does it mostly on Shabbos, it looks like he's earning his income on Shabbos. That's not a good sign. I understand why Moisis. If he makes a little mistake, like Rabbi Nachmanu says over here, he makes a little mistake, and he's not medaptik, hative, then you know what the problem is? The Yisraelim, being if they're Ketanim, they're lav b'nei mechilonenu. They can't even forgive him. A Katan cannot forgive you. A
Katan is not does not have the rights to be a bar mechila. So the Yisraimim,
would you think that it's a mistake? It's a reference to a mistake.
The Rabbeinu Chananel says, even if they make a small mistake, but the Yisraelim can't forgive them for such a mistake, so they have Gezel in their hands. So therefore, that's the interesting Brach Lailo. How else do you understand it?
I love you. Appoint anybody, anywhere, anytime. You expect there to be some percent of
mistake.
Okay. Human,
fine, so that's good for Yudalim, where people can be Meichel, a small mistake. But by Ketanim, the same Ketanim, they can't be Meichel, they're not allowed.
Because they can't be Meichel.
So he has Gezel.
He has Gezel.
You have to be very careful if you take a babysitter.
The Gezel is the item that causes the lack of profit.
If you take a babysitter who's 10 years old, right? And you don't pay that day, a big crime on your hands. If it's a gogol and you get mechila, that day you didn't pay their wages on time. Okay, but if they're under a cut katana, gotta yourself a big crime. They can't be mechila you. Okay, and next we have. So the Gemara says, I understand Yisraelim. Fine. Mois abayis Medina Sayyam. I understand why the person whose business is in the ships that go out on the Medina Sayyam is Mishum Dulaf Kol Yom Masachas Nisa, because you can't, ain't Sayyim Chanal on Ace. Every single day your boat's going to be saved, and not every day an Ace happens. But, Elos Chakos in my time, or what's the Pshat? Is Chakos in Sayyim? What's the Pshat? Sayyim don't get some bracha. Or Mishum Alevi, I'll answer you. Chov Dalid Tainius. Yoshua Anshin's next Nagdelo, Al Kaisei Svorim. So, right? The Anshin has been sat for 24 fasts that about the Sefrim, Kaisei Svorim, Tfilim, Mezuzah, people that write Svorim, Tfilim, Mezuzah, Shleis Ashru, they should not become rich from this business. Shalomolim is Ashru and Ein Kaisei, because if they would become rich, you know what's gonna happen? I don't have to do any more work. I don't have to do any more work. I'm rich, and therefore you won't have svarim. So in order to enable to have svarim, seferim, we dafko the Anshinas Dela fasted 24 fasts that they should never become rich. And tomorrow is going to be Hemshich tomorrow. Mes Hashem.
Could have had the reverse effect. Nobody would want to go into it.
Huh. So we'll see that there will still be some people who do the Shema. You're right, and they will get a simbracha. Just that.